It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown.
Welcome to B-movie breakdown episode number, well, you can almost say 85.5, but we'll just say episode. It's just me, Corey, here today. And if you didn't know, the B-Movie Breakdown is a weekly podcast where we find the humor and enjoyment in the good, the bad, the what the fuck when it comes to B-movies. You may not always agree that the movies we say are B-movies, but be sure that they are B-movies in our eyes. Just like last week, Sergeant Kabuki Man, NYPD. Trauma classic, absurd, over-the-top insanity. Well, last week we had mentioned that the next movie was going to be the 80s classic Critters. After some discussion we had throughout the week, and weekend, and we were unable to record an episode for Critters, we realized that in the next couple months, leading up to Halloween, we should do an entire franchise of movies, all leading up to All Hallows Eve. Now, most people would go the obvious route, Halloween. There's so many horror franchises to choose from. But there's two that are like the mecca in my eyes. I love Michael Myers. Some of those movies are just so unbelievable, unbearable. But I love Freddy Krueger so much. But we're going to dedicate the next 9 weeks of B-movie breakdown to one Jason Voorhees. So I figured today I would go into a little bit, and we'll go into a little bit of it on the next episode, but I figured I would go into a little bit of the original Friday the 13th. We aren't going to cover this one as heavily. It's been done a million times over again. Everybody knows Jason is not the killer in this one, and that's kind of one another reason why we're staying away from it. We're going to dedicate all of September and all of October to Jason himself. Now, while he is in it in a dream sequence flashbacky type of thing at the end, it doesn't really count as Jason being in it. He's not the killer. It just doesn't float our boat. We are much more fans of Jason than we are Mrs. Voorhees. And for those who don't know, sorry, huge spoiler for a movie that came out in 1980. But the killer at the end of Friday the 13th is Mrs. Voorhees, played by Betsy Palmer. The movie also stars Adrian King and a young Kevin Bacon. It's considered one of the first true, quote-unquote true, slasher movies. This movie was huge. It was prompted by the success of John Carpenter's Halloween, and it just took over. It just dominated, and it has so many sequels. So, as far as what we're going to cover, there are 12 movies in this franchise. There's a television show, there's novels, there's comic books, there's all sorts of insanity. What we're going to cover is Friday the 13th Part 2, Friday the 13th Part 3, Friday the 13th Part 4, The Final Chapter, Part 5, A New Beginning, Part 6, Jason Lives, Part 7, The New Blood, Part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan, Part, I guess you could say 9, Jason Goes to Hell, The Final Friday, and since it wasn't The Final Friday, Jason X. We left out Freddy vs. Jason since that's a crossover film, and we're not even going to begin to touch the 2009 remake because, basically, it's a load of crap. You can argue some of these other ones are loads of crap as well, but 2 through 8, with the exception of A New Beginning, I really, really enjoy those movies, especially Part 6. It's my favorite of the entire series. I haven't rewatched these in a long time. I know Gina and Ryan, I don't know how familiar they are with the entire series, so I think they've seen the first one, most people have. I'm sure they've seen bits and pieces of the others, but I really don't believe they've ever watched all of these all the way through. So we are going to have our 2 month dedication to the one, the only, Jason Voorhees. And we'll get into the original one a little bit next week. But I mean, it's the Camp Crystal Lake is reopened after some murders happen in 1958, I believe. And it's closed down, reopens in 1980. Well, it says present day, but present day when it came out was 1980. So, you know, the campers come to set up, well, the counselors come to set up camp, help the new owner do everything. They're warned numerous times not to go there. Obviously, they don't care about the warning. And they are picked off one by one. You never see the killer. They do the first person view, something that was pretty big at the time. It set like a staple for that was this movie, and we saw it in Sleepaway Camp and a few others that we've watched over the past however many 86 episodes of B-Movie Breakdown. And at the end, it ends up being Mrs. Voorhees herself. She's killed all these people because of the death of her son. She blames them because the two counselors were having sex instead of paying attention to the special handicapped child known as Jason Voorhees. At the end of the movie, Alice beheads Mrs. Voorhees during their final fight, and afterwards Alice is in a canoe floating in the middle of the lake. Just as she wakes up, sees the police coming, the decomposing body of Jason Voorhees attacks Alice while she's in the canoe. She's dragged under, and then she all of a sudden awakes in the hospital, where the police then tell her they pulled her out of the lake. She mentions that everyone's dead. She asks about the little boy, Jason, and the officer says, like, oh, we never found a little boy. We don't know what you're talking about. And then she's like, he's still out there. Well, obviously, at this time, he wouldn't be a little boy. He's clearly been swimming around in this lake for, 22 years now? And who knows what he's been out there doing in the woods. But we'll find out when we get to Friday the 13th, Part 2. It's our next episode, and from there on out, it's the 2 month dedication to Jason Voorhees. So, for B Movie Breakdown, I'm Corey, and touch boobs.
It's the best of the worst.